It's Chick Hunt Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Well, what happened in Pittsburgh struck home locally last night. We're in Falls Village. They had an event called Falls Village Unites Against Hate. They met on the Falls Village Green across from Town Hall at the corner of Railroad and Main Street last night at 7:30. New York State will invest $9 million in the Bel Air Mountain Ski Resort in an effort to boost tourism in the Catskills. The money will go towards efforts to expand and modernize Bel Air's Discovery Lodge, which officials hope to make a year-round destination. The improvements include a new fire sprinkler system, expanded rental shop, more space in the on-site restaurant, and more room on the outdoor deck. The Office of Governor Cuomo says the work should be completed in November of 2019. The resort is operated by the state entirely. More than 140,000 people visited last year. A 37-year-old Kingston man now faces felony drug charges after Red Hook police said he was in possession of cocaine and heroin. Nishan J. Jowers was stopped for a traffic violation on Route 9G in the town of Red Hook at about 10 p.m. last week. Police said 34 bags of heroin and 12 bags of cocaine were found. Jowers faces three felony counts of criminal possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell. He was arraigned in town court and remanded to jail in lieu of $10,000 bail. The Salisbury Sharon Resource Recovery Authority Transfer Station Building Committee and SSRA have a special joint meeting coming up at the Salisbury Town Hall at 5:30. Community Access to the Arts presents an exhibition of over 30 works by local artists with disabilities from across Berkshire and Columbia counties, being held at Berkshire Probate and Family Court located at 44 Bank Street in Pittsfield. Each work is professionally mounted and framed. It runs through October 31st. For more information, log into their website at cataarts.org. A haunted Halloween at the Hotchkiss Library. Coming up on Wednesday between 5 and 7, tricks, treats, and more. They'll be showing the movie Hocus Pocus beginning at 5 p.m. Although Halloween news, of course, in North Canaan, certain streets will be closed for Halloween. And those streets that will be closed will be Prospect and Bragg Streets, closed to traffic on Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m., so trick-or-treaters can walk safely. There'll be limited traffic permitted from the intersection of Quinn and West Main Streets to Bragg Streets. Now, also coming up on Halloween, in Pine Plains, doors open at 5:30, October 31st, for the Halloween party at the Pine Plains Firehouse at 7 Lake Road in Pine Plains. Costume judging will start at 6. That will feature cash prizes and also feature refreshments. St. Teresa of Calcutta Parish will hold their annual Christmas Bazaar at the St. Peter Parish Center located at 16 Russell Street in Great Barrington on Friday, November 2nd from 5 till 9 p.m. and Saturday, November 3rd from 9 till 1, featuring baked goods, a white elephant and fudge table, silent auction, handmade aprons, photos with Santa, plus a Polish dinner on Friday night and breakfast on Saturday morning. More information at 413-528-1157. Kent Affordable Housing presents its annual Bakers and Makers Benefit and Sale of Pies, Art, Artifacts, and Local Services November 2nd and 3rd at St. Andrew's Parish Hall. There'll be a preview party November 2nd from 6 to 7:30 featuring local craft beers and wine. It's a special opportunity to purchase homemade and Kent-made products from creative individuals in town before the sale opens to the general public. Reservations to the party are $30 in advance, $35 at the door. The Ed McGuire Memorial 18th Cannonball 5K Run will be held on Saturday, November 3rd at the Falls Village Town Hall, Main Street in Falls Village, co-sponsored by Shelley's Hair Salon and Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department. Parking and restroom facilities are available at the old firehouse next to the inn. Walkers and athletes with disabilities are welcome. The walk is 2.5 miles. Timing is by Greystone Racing. The Amenia Free Library, as part of the Fall Tech Program, presents Apps 101 on Saturday the 3rd at 11 a.m. and Social Media 101 on Saturday, November 17th at 11 a.m. It'll teach attendees how to access e-books, e-audiobooks, e-magazines using their library card. Social Media 101 will teach attendees about using social media and how to get started. For more information, 845-373-8273. Local artists and entrepreneurs are using their talents to promote a cause they feel passionately about, ending domestic violence. Sally Ketchum's show, Derivations, opens Saturday, November 3rd at North Home in Millerton, New York. There's an opening reception from 4 till 7 p.m. with a portion of the proceeds benefiting Women's Support Services. In New Marlborough, Massachusetts, author-historian Leslie Wheeler will speak about her new novel, Rattlesnake Hill, at the Roelof Janssen Community Library at 4 p.m. on Saturday. In the book, the first in Wheeler's new series, Berkshire Hilltown Mysteries, a Boston woman travels to the Berkshires to solve a family mystery, the identity of a nameless beauty in an old photograph belonging to an ancestor. The Stockbridge Sportsman's Club, located at 24 East Stockbridge Road in Lee, will be serving up a spaghetti dinner on Saturday, November 3rd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., featuring entertainment by Legal Tender. Tickets are available in person and at the door. A raffle and 50-50 will also be featured as part of the festivities. More information at 413-298-3277. Halloween karaoke night is Saturday, November 3rd from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Copaic Grange. Two of Us Productions teams up with the Grange to bring back this popular event. You're invited to come in Halloween costume if you wish for a night of singing, dancing, or listening to the best of Copaic. There is a $5 admission at the door. Berkshire Bach Society presents Bach and more. James Bagwell conducting Baroque Songs of Praise on Saturday, November 3rd at 7:30 at the First Congregational Church in Great Barrington. Complete program and artist info at berkshirebach.org. The Hotchkiss School 24th Annual Swimathon will be held on Sunday at the Hickson Pool, the Hotchkiss School in Lakeville. It's a fundraiser for the Northwest Connecticut Special Olympics swimming team. The Swimathon is sponsored by the Hotchkiss School. There's no entry fee for the day-long event, but participants are asked to solicit pledges for laps completed or simply come swim and then make a donation. The Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club Turkey Shoot will be held on Sunday at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. They're not shooting turkeys, of course. They're shooting paper targets where the best marksmen and women can win turkeys and other prizes. It is a family event. It will run from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club in North Canaan. It's a family event. Children can participate if they are accompanied by an adult. There's no pre-registration. Just show up and shoot. Audubon Kids Day has been rescheduled. It'll be held this Sunday. It's enjoying a fun afternoon at the center. It runs from 12 to 3 this Sunday. Festivities include games, crafts, hay bale maze, hay wagon shuttles, a large leaf pit for jumping, family-friendly entertainment, good food, and more. Fun for young children and the entire family. Children are encouraged to come in costume and join the costume parade around the center grounds at about 2:30. Admission is $20 per car. It's rain or shine. Ideal for children pre-K to third grades. All activities are included in the price of admission. The food is extra, but boy, do they have lots of great food. More information at 860-364-0520. Fall Fromage Fest at Mary Hall Center for the Arts, 8 Chapel Hill Road in New Milford, on Sunday from noon till 4. Cheese, cider, and wine locally and internationally sourced, plus delightful cheese-themed desserts. A donation of $15 benefits the Mary Hall Community Center. They're a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled more than 200 points in a wild session yesterday, winding up the day at 24,442.92. NASDAQ starts off today at 7,050.29, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 2641.25. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.